Hey, football fans, I'm Gene Knight, and this is Friday Night's Losers. Each week, I'll pick the losers in games that can be heard on the OTS Sports Network, as well as select games from across the state of South Carolina. Over many years, I've been assisted by my loser-picking machine, J5V. J5V, I'm sure you've heard the news that I'm retiring from broadcasting high school football. And after 42 years, it is time to pass along the torch. Unfortunately, that also means the end of Friday Night's Losers. I appreciate your loyalty and lending your expertise to this podcast. I've been pretty successful in building a following of fans of this show, and for that, I will be forever grateful. Whether you like me or dislike me, we all share a rare passion for high school football, which is the greatest game in the entire world. Please continue to keep our brothers and sisters in Georgia, South Carolina, and Western North Carolina in your thoughts and prayers, and maintain your support of causes to help them regain their lives and communities. Okay, for the final time, let's start picking some Friday Night's Losers.
D.W. Daniel versus Greer.
The Lions and Yellow Jackets have played each other 26 times since 1959. Daniel has a 15-11 lead in the series, but over the past 10 meetings, Greer has won six of those games. The kings of the Clemson jungle are tough in their den, and they will swat the BMW bugs dead. Friday, Night's Loser, the Greer Yellow Jackets.
Hartsville versus South Florence.
The Red Foxes and Bruins have met 44 times since 1976. Hartsville has won 30 games in the series, but South Florence has won the last three in a row. But the times, they are changing. The Super Forest Dogs run over, around, and through the SoFlo Bars for a huge win. Friday, Night's Loser, the South Florence Bruins in a close one.
Palmetto versus Christchurch.
The Mustangs and Cavaliers have never met. The sword-swinging, swashbuckling Episcopalians invade the Williamston Corral and brand the Anderson County Ponies with a C-C-C. Friday, Night's Loser, the Palmetto Mustangs.
Woodland versus Timberland.
The Wolverines and Wolves have met nine times since 2008. Timberland has won eight of those games. The only time Woodland won was in 2020. Sometimes things come back around. The big Dorchester County Mean Green Machine grinds up the St. Stephen's Forest Predators in the second half. Wear green to this one, and you will be fine. Friday, Night's Loser, the Timberland Wolves in a close one.
Hillcrest versus Greenwood.
The Rams and Eagles have played each other 25 times since 1972. Greenwood has won 19 games, but Hillcrest has won four out of the last seven games. Greenwood won the last meeting in 2021. The Emerald City Raptors deliver death from above to the Simpsonville Goats in a great game for the fans. Coach Babb would be so proud. Friday, Night's Loser, the Hillcrest Rams in a close one.
Buford versus Andrew Jackson.
The Yellow Jackets and Volunteers have played 44 times since 1969. Andrew Jackson has a commanding lead in this series with 28 wins, and that trend continues. Old Hickory's riflemen fix bayonets and stab the Lancaster County Mud Wasps to death in their nest. Friday, Night's Loser, the Buford Yellow Jackets.
Louisville versus Lamar.
The Lions and Silver Foxes have met 15 times since 1974, and Lamar leads the series with 11 wins. The last time Louisville won was in 1996. The next time will be Friday night. The Kings of the Richburg Jungle pounce on the PD Forest Dogs and tear them to pieces. Friday, Night's Loser, the Lamar Silver Foxes.
Richland Northeast versus South Point.
The Cavaliers and Stallions have played nine times since 2006. South Point has won eight times, including eight in a row. Sometimes things don't change. Bobby Collins digs his spurs into the Big Red Chargers, and they trample the Capital City feather-capped sword swingers, including letting all of the air out of their Wilson. Friday, Night's Loser, the Richland Northeast Cavaliers.
Catawba Ridge versus Clover.
The Copperheads and Blue Eagles have only met once, and that was in 2019, and Clover won by a score of 63-0. This game has huge implications on second place in Region 3 of 5A. Should Clover win, there would be a three-way tie between Clover, Rock Hill, and Catawba Ridge. If the Copperheads win, they take second place outright. The Big Blue Raptors bomb the River Snakes with their Rolling Stones and come away with a win to shake up Region 3. Friday, Knights loser, the Catawba Ridge Copperheads in a high-scoring game.
Indian Land versus Northwestern.
Warriors and Trojans have met twice, and Northwestern won both games by an average margin of 50 points. Indian Land may want to ask for a running clock from the opening whistle. The big purple tsunami crashes down on the real reservation and washes away the Panhandle Braves, TPs, and all. Friday, Knights loser, the Indian Land Warriors, by a lot.
Fort Mill versus Nation Ford.
The Yellow Jackets and Falcons have played 17 times since 2007, and NAFO has won 10 games, including 9 in a row since 2015. This one should be a good one in the Middletown Showdown Series. Maybe they should change the name to the Big Mac Bowl, because Rob McNeely's sting has extra venom in their nest, but Jason McManus' Black Air Wing drops a bomb late that wins it. Friday, Knights loser, the Fort Mill Yellow Jackets in a close one.
York versus Lancaster.
The Dragons slash Cougars and the Hurricanes slash Bruins have fought the War of the Roses 38 times since 1914. York owns the series with 26 wins and hasn't lost to Lancaster since 2009. The Cougars have won 10 in a row. My dad coached York in this series in 1950s, winning 5 out of 6 games between 1952 and 1957. Somewhere he's looking down on this one and pulling for York. The Red Rose Bars flex their muscles early, but the White Rose Pumas get a big play in the kicking game to get win number 11 in a row. 11, my old York jersey number. How ironic. Friday, Knights loser, the Lancaster Bruins in a close one. That's all the time we have for the final edition of Friday Night's Losers. Thanks for listening over the years. Remember, whether you're a winner or a loser, always be a good sport wherever you are and take some time out to attend games or support teams in your area. But always, be true to your school. So long from Football City, USA. J5V at the end of the song, execute shutdown code. Game over.
Up on the football game, and I'll be ready to fight. We're gonna smash it now, my girl.